Welcome again to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Champion Dave. And again, we got another wine to talk about. And this one goes under the heading of not all value-priced wines are $6. And what we have today is the Han Appellation Series Arroyo Seco Pinot Noir 2020. They got a whole lot of words in their title, and they all mean something. And this is a wine I found for $16.99, so it's $17. And it's a bargain, and I'll explain why. Han has been around for 43 years. They started in the Santa Lucia Highlands of Monterey. Arroyo Seco is also in the Monterey. The Highlands are the high ground, and Arroyo Seco is dry vineyard or dry creek bed. So it's in the lower lands. Typically speaking, when it comes to wine, the higher up on a hillside a wine is, the better the vineyard, but not always, and a dry riverbed is always good. And this is a kind of a interesting riverbed because it's got really sandy soil and a lot of old rounded river rocks. Long gone, the river's long gone, but the rocks stayed the same. I'll take a sip of this one. It's a single vineyard estate wine. It comes from the St. Felipe vineyard in Dry Creek. Han bought that vineyard like 33 years ago, I think. They've got six sustainably farmed vineyards in the Monterey County region. And this is their Appellation Series, which they're trying to show off the vineyard. You know, from each, you know, most of their wines are Santa Lucia Highlands, but this one's Arroyo Seco. So you're really getting that. A lot of under $20, especially Pinot Noirs. Some have California in the label, but sometimes they might have Sonoma County, or they might even have, Russian River, but they almost never have a single vineyard. That usually gets you up in the higher price range. So this is kind of a nice thing to try to get. You actually, not only do you know what Monterey County tastes like, and not only do you know what Arroyo Seco tastes like, but you know what the single vineyard tastes like. And that kind of specificity is not always around, you know, in inexpensive value price wines, because you can tell, because it took me a second to say that word, because I never have to say it when it comes to wine. So you have this kind of cool wine. I mean, it's a Han's been, like I said, making a lot of doing a lot of Pinot Noirs, doing a lot of wines in the Monterey for a long time. Family owned, going at it forever. They the family members run everything. They have a Their winemakers have been around for 20 years. So they know what they're doing, and this is kind of, this has some specifications that you don't always find for well under $20. I'm going to take a sip and we'll talk about the wine. The alcohol is 14.5, which is a little high for Pinot Noir. And not so much lately. It, at one point, maybe 20 years ago, if it was over 12.5, you know, all the Pinot enthusiasts would, have a conniption fit. But now 14.5, it could be okay. So it's a little bit ripe. I kind of prefer it closer to 13 sometimes because it brings out more flavors, but this one tastes really good, and for the price, it's wonderful. What am I going to try to say? This is kind of a complicated wine. It's kind of delicate. It's got really nice Pinot Noir qualities to it. But it doesn't have a lot of the funky, cool flavors that some Pinot Noirs have. This is more cherries and maybe some tea and some plums and some raspberries. And, you know, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of a really bitter, dark chocolate. A little bit of cream. A little bit, you know, that's the key word here. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Which is one of the kind of things I like about Pinot Noir, because it just gives you a little bit of everything, and you have to actually put some effort into finding out what it tastes like and what it's all about. And that's kind of cool, especially with the wine that is affordable. You know, when we first started out with Cheap Wine Finder, I think at this point, 15 years ago? Wow, long time. Take another sip. You couldn't get a value-priced, decent Pinot Noir. The affordable Pinot Noir tasted like cherries, which isn't bad. Anything that tastes like cherries is good. You know, I asked the cough syrup people. And, you know, so it was never... There was two Pinot Noirs. There was the real deal Pinot Noir, and then there was the inexpensive Pinot Noir. But that's all changed in the last 15 years. And you can get some really interesting Pinot Noirs for a good price. You know, it might, you know, the more expensive stuff is different, but that doesn't mean that the more affordable stuff isn't really good in its own right. It might not be the same thing, but it's good on its own. And I'm taking a lot of sips of this wine, so I think I like it more. I hadn't really made up my mind completely as I was drinking it, but I keep on going to it. It is very see-through. I mean, it's a red that you can read the newspaper through, not that anybody reads the newspaper anymore. Yeah, there you go. It's worth seeking out, just because for under $20, you can get a Pinot Noir from a single vineyard that you can kind of get a hold of what the whole Arroyo Seco is all about, what Han's all about. It's quality. This is a quality Pinot Noir. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and it has a lot of good details. I think it's 11 months in oak. So there you go. I mean, that's a value-priced wine. I mean, it's a wine that is less expensive than it should, and it delivers. So that's it for me, Domain. I almost said that again. Champion Dave. CheapWineFighter.com. Like us, we like your podcast. Our website's starting to have that available, and we're still working on it, but it's better than it used to be. So hang in there, keep it cheap. Well, I think warm water is coming, at least to Chicago, and it'll be here pretty soon. So adios, keep it cheap, and bye-bye.